Look, I've also been that this is the last Thursday night shiur before Pesach, next Thursday night before Zera Pesach, because Chometz. So I'll speak this evening about a subject relating to Pesach. Specifically, two of the mitzvahs that are relevant to the Seder night, two of the mitzvahs, Rabbanan, Hesheba, and Abrakosis, and try and gain an understanding of something relating to the Gula, appreciating the Gula past and future through the Machlokas relating to these mitzvahs. So we'll begin with the first source. Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Ari Pesachim, the famous Mishnah Pesachim Daf Tari Pesachim Days. Ari Pesachim is Malach Minchal Oyoch Adam Shetayt Chatech Shach. That's one rule. Not our topic tonight. I'm supposed to eat on Ari Pesach. Still get drunk. You have an appetite. Fine. Then it says Afilu Ani Shem Yisrael Lo Yochal Ad Sheyasei. Even the poorest person should not eat without reclining. That's the mitzvah Haseba. Even very poor, you have to do the mitzvah Haseba. And Lo Yichusu Lo Me'aber Kosu Shayam Matzul Na Tamchul. You should not have less than 4 cups of wine, even if you have to be provided with those 4 cups from the Tamchul. The Tamchul is the public funds, you know. The shul, the Rabbanim collect money, most chitim, whatever else, that's the Tamchul. You have to put food. It's a lower level. Now, Rashi, the Rashbam, and sources 2 and 3, both, there in Pesachim, 20,000 days, Rashi says, I feel honest, we saw Lorechal, the Lele Pesachim, Atshe Yosef, Kederach, B'nei Chorin, Zecher Lecherus. You have to do it, Kederach, B'nei Chorin, Zecher Lecherus. Reclining is a commemoration of Cherus, the olden days. The rich people, the emperors and kings, when they would eat, you know, they wouldn't just sit at a table, they'd sit back on some couch, seeing, you know, the emperor sitting there and some ladies dropping grapes in his mouth and so on and so forth. That's the vision, you know, that you're reclining in that position. That's the sign of wealth and freedom and so on. The mitzvah of Al HaShulchan, some kind of a couch, so Hashbam says the same thing. That's the key. Zeichel HaKheres. Tosus there, the fourth source, points out, Sadi Tesla Beis HaShulchan. Tosfos bothered, well, of course, if it's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. It doesn't say, Afilu Anish Yisrael, I have to have a pit tefillin. I mean, no, that's the Bible. We don't find such a thing. I have to keep Shabbos, whatever. Since when? Why would we think that an Ani is any different? Why is it? So basically, what Tosfos said, the Sop and Daita, the Sabre, okay, good, Enochanami, somebody else. But let's say, I mean, we don't find such a formulation of the mitzvahs. So therefore, the Tosfos says here, the Sapta Daita, the Haseba's Ani Lo Hashiva Haseba. Like you're saying, well, he has nothing to recline on. What's he reclining? The joke? The guy's a beggar, he's got nothing to his name, but now he's going to recline like he's a king. Who are you kidding? Like the whole thing's silly. Exactly what he's reclining on. The aim, they're a cheres. For him, it's a show. It's not they're a cheres. Right? The guy's so poor. Him, it's a show. I might have thought, okay, come on, Sean, good. Now, what the mission does not tell us is, okay, there's a mitzvah Haseba, but it doesn't tell us at what stages or when doing what at the Seder is there a mitzvah Haseba. So let's look at source number 5. There it says as follows. That's the Gemara in Pesachim, that Kuf Chesem Rav. The Gemara says, I feel
the Seder means today,
yeah.
We don't do it.
Good question, which is not, but it's still, at least it's a Zecher, okay?
Right.
That's the look. I've always told people I never, when I was growing up, as close as I was in Russia, my father's house, I never appreciated Mr. Haseba, because you know you always had to position yourself with the pillow, and you have your elbow on your brother's lap, and then he gets annoyed with you, so he gives you a zet in the rib. I never liked Haseba until once I started making my own statement. But my chair has armrests. It makes all the difference in the world. You have a pillow over there. It's not comfortable. You're sitting with these long things like I'm angling. Okay, anyway, but whatever it is, the Gemara, so we'll get to that in a second. So, Taki, don't buy it. Well, we'll see. Okay?
But I'm not. It's better to have a self-mind.
Maybe something comfortable like that, maybe. Again, that's the sheet that yours says we don't have a saber table. I'm not talking about a saber now, but I want to look at that aspect. So I look at source number 5, the Gemara Pesachim Kulches on Aleph. I feel honest with Shalom HaShem. Itmar. Matzah Tzorah HaSeba. When you eat the matzah, you require a Seba. Okay? Rashi looked down in 7 and 8. Rashi and Rashbam there. Pesachim Kuv Ches Man Aleph. Both say the same thing. Matzah Tzricha HaSeba. Why? Rashi says, Kibnei Chorich was Zecha Legula. Rashbam. Kishocho Matzah Shal Mitzvah. Why don't you Kibnei Chorich was Zecha Legula? The whole matzah is to recall the Gula, right? There wasn't enough time for the dough to rise, etc. We're running out of Mitzrayim. The matzah is a symbolic of the Gula. Therefore, it makes sense to recline derech cheres when eating the matzah. Back to the Gemara. Moror ain't tzorach haseba. Eat the moror, you don't have to do a seba, as Rashi and Ram both say. So the moror is to commemorate the slavery, the embitterment, and so on and so forth. that it's not proper to do a seder when by mor. What about the yayin? Okay, what about yayin? Here we have two different talmidim that have different recollections of what the Rebbe of Nachman said. Itmar mishmeida of Nachman tzorech haseba, itmar mishmeida of Nachman ain tzorech haseba. Talmidim had different recollections and a little bit of slight difference, only one word difference, but makes a little difference in the world, right? Some talmidim said that Rebbe Nachman says, no, the wine, the kosos, require a seba. And the other opinion, he said it didn't require a seba. It says the Gemara, the low pligas, no, because they're both right. They both were called correctly. How could it be? You're right. You're also right. How could it be? Oh. So the low pligas, ha betarti kasi kamoi, ha betarti kasi basroi. One Talmud was remembering what Rav Nachman said regarding the first two kosas, and the other was recalling what Rav Nachman said about the last two kosas. Okay, but the only thing the Gemara doesn't tell us is
which
two required a seba. All we know is two of them required a seba, but two of them didn't require it. Which two? Let's see, but that's what Rav Nachman taught. The only question is, so some time we didn't remember, the Rav Nachman said you don't need a seba. The other time we didn't remember, Rav Nachman said you do need a seba, and they're both right. One group was talking what he said about the first two kosas. The other group was saying what he's saying about the second two kosas. Doesn't say which is which. That's the first of my focus. I'm a little high geisa. Some say this way, some say that way. I'm a little high geisa. Here's the story. There was a trade kasi kamoi bo seba the hashtu the kamatzlo acheres. The first two kosas, kiddush and the haggadah. That's what we're talking. That's what we begin speaking about the whole story of Sifrei Yetzirah and leading up to the acheres. The first two kosas is the main part of the mitzvah. Sifrei Yetzirah. So those require a cheres, as Rashbam says in 7, that he shaita mishtad b'cheres. Ubegulah shomah hadgadah. That's the same hadgadah. That's the first two cups. Okay, that requires a seba. However, like the Gemara, trei kasi basroi lo bo seba might be haba. The last two cups after the meal, it's benching. It's how it's over. You're not even talking about it. It's time so much anymore. It's a halal. It's good. It's an important mitzvah, but it's not. You know, the issue is not cheres at that point anymore. That's this opinion here. So therefore, this opinion is that Rav Nachman says the first two kosas need a seba, because that's you're talking about the whole exodus, as it were, and the last two is something else. It's over already. The main part of the story is done already, so you don't need to recline it. The other says, no, I'm a little high geese. The other opinion is fakir. Adarabah. Trei kasi basroi bo a seba. It's the last two that require a seba. Why? Hahi shaita de kahavi cheres. Okay, now you're already, I'm sorry, that's what the Rashbam's mind. I was mixed up. At that point, you experience the cheres. Meaning, at the first part, trei kasi kamoi lobo his seba, but that kasi avadu hayinu kavar. The first part of the seba, you still talk about the avadus too. In other words, you're still saying avadu hayinu, and then vayinu hayinu avadu kasha, you're still remembering the bad also. Now, after the whole story's over, oh, now you can recline. The last two cups, you had a delicious meal, you take a feel like a ben chorin. I know you're required by the last two. The first two, it's still my call of work in progress. Right? They're not over with yet. So that's the machlokas. That's the svar on each side. One svar is you should require by the first two kosas. That's when you're talking about the Indian of Cheres. And the last two, they're done already. The other says, Adarabah, no, the first two, you're still commemorating the Avdus as well. Remember, you haven't eaten the Lord yet, right? You haven't fully experienced everything yet. And those two don't need the last two do. Good. The Gemara has an unusual conclusion. Since we have two different teachings, and it's a good swar, good logic inside, so the halach is both all four, both pairs, and that's what we do. All four of the kosas require. So that's the famous kasha that Ron good. Let's take a look at the source. Well, first of all, Tosus has a side point. Tosus says, what do you mean the last two don't need because it's over with? You haven't even done, the matzah requires a seba. We don't say then it's over with, the story's over with. Okay, the matzah is kasuda. Fine, we don't need to go into that in detail now. But let's take a look at the Ran in source number 9. The Ran, commenting on the Rift of Chav Gimel Aleph, the page of the Rift, okay, is bothered by this question which we should be alert to, noting that a seba is, when all is said and done, a mitzvah is a rabbanon. Says the Ran, one second. Don't we have a general principle, Sheikh Rabban Lakula? So, Haseba and Amr Kosa both are on Rabban. So, why do we say, well, since there's a Machokas, we don't know which Kosa to, no. So, therefore, do it by all four. Let me do it all four. Sheikh Rabban Lakula. The Kasha, the Ran. So, the Ran gives two answers which really extend beyond the Pesa. The Ran gives one answer. He says, Hacha came into Lav Milsa, the Tircha, he Abdil Racha de Milsa. What's the big deal? You have to tilt 6 inches to your left. It's not exactly a major. Sometimes Sefer Malchut, if you're going to make a guy do a whole mitzvah over again, you're going to go here and do that. The big tircha. Okay, Sefer Malchut. But if it's such a simple thing, the Olim, you're drinking the kosher, it's the Olim, mitzvah. It's like I always wondered. I never had heard a real good answer. You got an airplane, you know, so you're fast asleep. The plane's going to be landing. If they wake you up to pull your seat forward, I don't know, it sounds gruesome, but if the plane crashes, are those 6 inches going to make a difference? I don't know, was that so much safer? I understand the tray table because, you know, you might bang yourself on it. But the extra, you know, you have to wake a guy up. Well, I'm going to sleep with the landing. You know, but all right. Anyway, it's the guy behind.
Make sure the co-pilot has a seat.
Yeah, right, correct, right. You can't lock the cockpit. Sure, that guy was. But anyway, be that as it may, I don't know what to say, but be that as it may, the Ron says that here, it's a sort of point. It's beyond the chuspesa. He's telling us, and we have a thesis of somebody to look through other Sefer Avonim and figure out if we go to the Kulik, it's not such a big deal. Then he gives a little more of a lumdish answer. The Li Nira, Tal Kochach, Boy Le Mebet HaSev L'Kulu, the Nez de L'Kulu, Hamay Naka B'Hai Tzei Mahani B'Ina. What do you mean? So you want to go Sefer Avonim L'Kulu, okay, which two are you going to do? One second. I mean, you do by all, you say, okay, after the first two cups now, Machokas, Sefer Makula, I won't do a Seva. Now we're considering the last two cups. Machokas, Sefer Makula. The mail will come out, what? You didn't do a Seva at all. You eliminated the whole mitzvah. You didn't satisfy everybody. Right? And nobody, everybody agrees you got to do it by two. So if Sefer Makula is going to uplift the entire mitzvah altogether, then there's nothing to talk about. So,
That's true, another thing.
So I'm saying, so I have to do a study once and see other things.
Right.
Well, that's what some say.
Starting out here, if you go to 10 blocks, you follow.
I don't know. So that's the question. How much tircha is it here for?
Yeah, if we follow the rule of topic, then you look at the whole possible mitzvah.
Okay. I hear. So you have to, as I say, you have to look in other mitzvahs and see how broadly this applies. But anyway, that's the famous one. Halacha Lamaisa, I printed, we do a Seva all four kosher. Halacha Lamaisa, whatever the story is, that's the Ran. And others, you know, the other, the Maral Chalava says, also an issue of Tircha, and they have a Pasuk, you know, which is Gemara, it's not really a Pasuk, it's a phrase, Mios Tov Al Pikri Ra, right? Whenever you can do the right thing, so try and do the right thing, and Gemara, and Baba Kamadav, pay all, it's not on the sheet. Whatever it is, you have this principle, the one broke it off, Lamad Allah says, Mios Tov Al Pikri Ra, right? You know, if you can do the good things, you do it and finish. There's also a Shulti Gibor Menei Hozara, Shulti Gibor Menei Mordechai of Hozara, he has a rule, you only say Sheikh on the Kula if there's a machlokes, and we're not sure who the paskin like, as opposed to when there's a suffix, like here in the Etzem issue. Okay, so there's other answers. But Halacha L'maaseh, we paskin, you require a say by all four cups. So for example, I printed in source number 10, Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, doing tough Ayin Gimel Siv Beis, talking about the first cup, Shosib HaSeba, you have to drink the first cup with a Seba. No bracha from afterwards. Actually, you never mentioned it by the Kol Sheni, but the Kol Shlishi. The Kol Sheni doesn't say it specifically, but by the Kol Shlishi, we're looking at 11. It's in a tough Ayin Tzim Aleph.
If you didn't
know
a Seba, by having the baby, something by Goliath.
So one thing. So it says, Achakach Mozno Kol Shlishi, Uvach Abrichat Mozno Bar Pergofen, Vishal Seba Seba. So again, it comes up by the third code. Okay, turn the page to source number 12. That's the later Mishulchan Aruch, Tzim Tov Pei. If Aleph Kol Shrivi, you begin with the Halel and the whole thing. And there, too, at the end, you say, the Shoseoba, the third line there, the Shoseoba, Seba, how you drink the Seba. So clearly, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, you have to drink the Seba. Then at the end, as you were saying, the very end of 12, it says, Bim Shoseoba, below a Seba, Tark, Listos, Pamacheres, Ben Seba. If you forgot to drink without a Seba, you have to do it again with a Seba. So Paskins, the Mechaber, the Mishnah Brewer there in 13, from the Tough Pay, the Cotton Test says, he says that since nowadays, a Seba is not really the same form of freedom. It's only a Zecher. Anyway, the Mishnah Brewer says nowadays with Yumekel, but a guy forgot, we're not going to make you drink the whole cup again with a Seba. Okay.
Very easy to drink a couple of wine.
If you've drunk four cups, have another cup of wine, Mike, that could be a challenge. I don't know. It depends on the person. Yeah. But in any event, that's what comes out. Now, what I want to examine here a little bit is, what is this idea of a Seba altogether with the Arba Kosos? The Meiri makes an interesting comment, source 14, comment that Mechamon Pesachim Tzadik Tetzon Beis, a few of the should be saw. He says, it's all Omar, right, says the Meiri, he says, the purpose, he kind of gives you a time and mitzvah, so to speak. He says, The same with their cheres. Look at the second half of that line there. Kedei sheyirmos basim lecheres ugeula v'yisorer l'shabeach v'shigmalanu tova. Okay, this is Amir 14. Yisorer l'shabeach v'shigmalanu tova v'gula mecheres. It's supposed to create a feeling. The Seva is supposed to be part of creating some sort of feeling. It's almost like maybe an audiovisual aid, or it makes you feel like you're doing something that's demonstrative. That's what a Seva is, says the Meiri. And it should wake you up to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, basically a Seva is to lead you to Shevach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us. That's what the Meiri there says that it's all about. Okay? And the truth is, the Shulchan Aruch, and the next verse 15, it's in a tough iron base, $50, says that on all these things. Take a look. All these things have to do with Gula and Cheres, which he goes on to explain. So all the whole idea of a Seva is to create an atmosphere, so to speak, an atmosphere of Cheres, an atmosphere of feeling that now I've got to thank a Kadosh Baruch Hu for something. So that's what I want you to keep in mind. Because it turns out that, again, a Seva is to demonstrate Cheres. And with this, we can maybe understand maybe this machlokus of which two cups of wine require that Seva in a deeper way. Again, I stress, we pass in all four. Fine. But fundamentally, there's a machlokus in the Gemara which two require a Seva. It's not far-fetched to argue, you know which two? Whichever two more clearly direct you to this feeling of Cheres. That could be the I'm suggesting. That could be the machlokus in that Gemara. Since a Seva is supposed to direct you towards Cheres, so now the machlokus, which two of the kosos are more connected somehow to Cheres? I'd just like to analyze that a little bit for you. So let's see.
So, the last, you know why?
Yeah.
Because if you lean over on the last two, you're really gonna fall asleep.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So let's see. Okay. No one said that. Yeah.
If we say song goes on the pool, first two.
Yeah.
Get to the third. Now I don't have to say that anymore. Because make up your mind. You already said.
So that's a further question. You consider them as a unit or not as a unit? Ben Echanami. You know, this question comes up also, Ron and Gillis.
Choose one.
In effect. So let's say you're in a town, you're not sure at Purim, you're not sure you're in a town that had a wall for your shul, it didn't have a wall, but the 14th I said maybe it didn't have a wall. You'll end up not having Megillah in old Purim, right? So anyway, there's other cases like that, but I want to look at something else to try and explain at least one derech now as to how can we figure out which two of the coasts are more to do with Cheres. And I think this will enhance our understanding of what we're doing at the state, a different aspect. That's why I'm entitled to share, understanding and appreciating the Gula, past and future. You take a look in the Torah in Parashat B'Shalach, source 16, Shmuel's Paragidim of Pesach Yuches, that's the laning on the seventh day of Pesach. It says, Vayasev Elohim is on Derech Hamid Bar Yamsu. Because Baruch Hu Vayasev took them in a roundabout route. They took a circuitous route out of Mitzrayim. Remember that? They didn't want to go to the Pesach, they took them in a different roundabout route. There's a Medrash there in Shmuel's Rabbah, there in Parashat B'Shalach, Parashat Chof Sim Yuches, Dabar Acher, 17, There's a play on words. Vayasev Elohim, which means took him around the mouth, and has saved him. What's the idea? That's what Hashem did to us. I think this hammers home the point that Haseba is designed to create an atmosphere, to remind us of things. You know, we lean, we twist ourselves a little bit. That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu did. He took us out. In other words, the very act of a Seva, according to this Medrash Rabbah, brings you to that feeling of whatever it was that was a Cheres, at the moment of Cheres, so to speak. And there's another Medrash in the next verse, in 18, the Midbar Rabbah, Parsha Aleph, Siman Beis, which says it even further. And it says, Vayasev Elohim Zom Derech Hamidbar, Ma'u Vayasev, Sheher Bitzam Kedarka Amlochem Revut Tanam Etosayim. Because Baruch Hu took this out of Mitzrayim, carried us like on pillows. Now, the Medrash doesn't mean literally. But you know, you ever see, you know, in the old movie, the king comes in his chariot, you know, his wagon. He doesn't get out and start walking. He sits on his pillow. What happened? And four big guys come in and carry him, right? He doesn't move. He's not going to walk on the ground. Right? That's a piece of covered. It's carried. So as it were, this Medrash, that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of the sign. He took us on pillows. It doesn't mean literally. then it means that's what you're supposed to feel. So that seva is supposed to call your attention on suggesting to the moment of chayrut. Now the question is, what exactly is the moment? Huh?
Yeah, we have
okay,
to
right.
There.
So, enochanami, but it's still only rabbi, it's yeah. Still, it's a strong one. So there's Yerushalmi in Pesachim, Parakut Alach Aleph, source number 20, which says the following. I skipped 19 and 19 of Psukim. Okay, you know the answer before you saw the question. Yerushalmi says, we'll go, Menayim Abrakosa, how do we know four cups? Yochan Shavreva, Menay, Kenegat Arba Geulos. That's the Psukim I printed in source 19. Parashat Ha'erah Shmos, Paragvel, Psukim Vav and Zion. We all know this. You have the so-called Arba Lashona Shogula. That's Yerushalmi. It's not in the Bible, by the way. Okay, it's Yerushalmi. Shalmi there, it's source number 20, Pesachim, Perek Yud Halacha Aleph. And he quotes the Pesukim, right? The Pesach points out quickly in 21, Remez Minator. That's a remez. Not get carried away with it, but the remez. Okay, and what does it mean? Can I get Arba Gula? It means Arba Lashonos Shogula. Now notice that. Yushami's Lashon was Arba Gulos. Or in order for redemption. Therefore, the Plain Moshe says, Can I get Arba means Arba Lashonos Shogula. Four different expressions. Right? That's what the Plain Moshe says. The reason everybody knows this is not from Yushami, but the Rashbam in the Bavli, and that same Daphim Sokol, that Mishnah, Tadi Tesman Days, so it's 22. The Rashbam brings this Yerushalmi. He quotes from the Medrash. It's also a Medrash. Matir Rishis Rabba, Parashat Beches, Rav Huna, Rishem, Rav Adbam, Keneged, Arba, Lashonei, Geula. Four expressions. Amir, Rav Gosh, and Sayim. Okay. Oteitzi, Vigalti, Vilakati, Vitalti, and Parashat Zayir. Fine. So that's the Rashbam. That's what we know. If we take a look in the Levush, or Chaim Simon Tov, Chaim Bey, Fitchet, the Levush has the other Lashon. He says, V'tiknu Chachamim. Take a look at that. V'tiknu Chachamim. He mentioned both phrases. Right? What is Dal Gulos? What's that mean? Yeah, Dal Lashonos. But he said Dal Gulos. So what's going on? So I think what it means is like this. Gula was not an overnight process. It was there were four redemptions. There were four stages. There were four steps to redemption. What leads us in this direction? Yeah, that's what I'm suggesting. I'm not suggesting, excuse me, Shaman. But take a look at this. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah, 24. Yud Amud Bey is going over Yud Aleph and Aleph Rosh Hashanah. Famous Gemara. Tanya, Melev the Omer, V'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. And V'tishrei Nodu Ovas. And V'tishrei Mesu Ovas. Except Yitzhak, Mesu Nodu Yitzhak. Rosh Hashanah, Ifka, the Sarah, Rachel, Chana. Like we read after on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Yatsa, Yosef, Beit Hasurim, to interpret Pharaoh's dreams. That's it. Rosh Hashanah, look at that line of the next second half, the Yud Aleph and Aleph, Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avoda, that was Seinu Mitzrayim. The Avoda, the labor, was removed in Tishrei. Then, Benitha Nigalu, but Tishrei Sim Lego. Yeshua disagrees on a few of the points. He says, Yeshua Omer, Benitha Nivra Olam, not Tishrei. Benitha Nodo is not Tigbir. Benitha Meso, not Tigbir also. Benitha Meso also. Pesach, no, yes, of Rosh Hashanah, that they agree. Nivka the Sarah. Okay, 1 second. Nivka Sarah Kolachana. Rosh Hashanah, Yatzel, Smeisim. And again, he agrees. Rosh Hashanah, Batla, Avodam, I was saying with Chaim. Benisa Nigala, Benisa Nasim Nigala. So that's a little machlokas of some. But one thing I all agree on Rosh Hashanah is when the Avoda was Mevutal. Rashi says, points out the math. Okay. Get out, put out. When Batla was Avodam, I was saying, Shisha Chadoshim, with Negros, on Pasach Hashimut. Staggering point. But 6 months, officially said, 6 months before the Gula, the labor already stopped. Tosfos also talks about that in 26. Rosh Hashanah, the same doctor, Rosh Hashanah, 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 Rosh says that the Makos altogether lasted a full year, okay, which means the Makos must have started in Nisan, because Makos Bechor is in Nisan. The Kolmokom will poskavo the Ad Tishrei. The Makos had a progressive effect. It wasn't until Tishrei that they stopped with the labor. But that's not the point. Anish is 1 second. Okay, it turns out that the Avoda, so what happened in the intervening 6 months? What happened from Tishrei and Nisan? There were no more slavery. So what's going on? So the answer is, you can be free from backbreaking labor, but still not be a free person. Okay, I always like to point this out. I'm not saying the same thing. So, but Abraham Lincoln emancipated the slaves in the United States in 1860. And when was the civil rights movement in the United States? 1960, 100 years. 100 years! Talk about this and take 100 years. But you think about it for a second. You can be free in the sense of not being involved in labor, but but not free to move or free to eat wherever you want and take whatever jobs you want, right? So there's a progression. And that's what I like to suggest is meant by this notion of Arba Geulos, not just Arba Lashon Shagula. And we look, we see this idea in the regular Mefarshim and the Mishnah, each one in his own Sigmon. We take his own style. Look at 27, the Ramban, there in Va'era, explains each word, right? So the Perek Vav of Shmos Pasuk Vav. They won't feel the weight of the labor. Okay? They won't rule over them. They won't be a lord over them at all. Right? We also have them calling a lot. Oh, you work. Right. We've got Alfiyashem. So he says means Kiyasa them Shotim. He'll judge them and punish them and so on. Okay? And then last one, Lakakis Kimulam, Vokhal Hashinai, with Kabbalah Torah. So that's also a stage. The Arba Lashon Shagula, but it carries you through, says the Ramban, until Latin Torah. Much further than the 15th of Nisan. Okay? That's the Ramban. Rabbeinu Bachai, from 20M of same Sukkim, he has a little bit of a different take. He says, look on the fourth line, the third line, he says, Ubiser Osam Behem, the Dalad Besuros. There were four reports of good news. Echad, Shunif Tarim, and Shibud. One is they'll be released from the labor. The second one, Shani, Shunif Tarim, and Gamar, and Metachas, and Shusam. They won't be under their thumbs for anything. Hashlishi, Shetichim, and Kriyat Yamsuf, that their enemies will be punished. Haravi, Shetichim, and Torah. Right? And he explains how each one, both Tasi, that, and the Shibud. He shows that each word kind of, we don't have time to go into all these. Look at the Ben Bechai and keep the sheets, or look at the Ben Bechai yourself. He shows that each one, like you said, Rabbi, each one of these four symbolize four different stages. And he works out how the words mean that they were Tzorno. Says it clearly there in the next verse in 29. Again, Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav. Oteischem Tachas Tivos Mitzrayim, Biyom Haschalat HaMakos Yishkot HaShibud. That's a little different than Tosus. When the Makos comes, then at least Yishkot. It won't be eliminated, but it'll lessen. It'll become quieter. Yitzalti, Biyom Teischem, Kishet Teitz Umigvulom. You'll be out of their board. We're out of here. We're free to leave. That's a different stage. The Ga'alti is Betriyas HaMitzrayim Biyam, right? And the Akakas and the Mavar has Tinat. And again, the Tar Tmima has his. Again, they all have different angles. He, the Tar Tmima is one who points out here in the most, hey, as well as Perek Vav. Tar Tmima is one who points out that, look in the Rishali, it doesn't say the word Lashon Oskul, Ela Keneged Arba Geulos. And he says, Uladati, Lashon Zem, Mechuvan Ma'od. It's very specific. It doesn't sound a missing word, Arba Lashon Oskul. It's Arba Geulos. Okay, there's one big Geula, but he says it takes time. Again, he says the same thing. It's incomplete. Each one has slightly there. He says that, first of all, Tasty is the...
So the three demands were getting the Torah.
That's correct. Correct. It's switched messages, right. But he says, Geula, so the Geula is a little more complete. Magalti is there. The Kodesh Baruch Hu requires us. And Lakati. Anyway, he has his thing. So now, putting all this together now, we see is as follows. The Geula is a process. Now let's stop and think for a moment. 1 second. So, but most of his commentary said that part of the four was Kriyas Yamsuf and Matan Torah. Well, that didn't happen by the 15th of Nisan. We're celebrating the state of the night of the 15th of Nisan. So one is entitled to wonder, if we said, like we said before, that the whole purpose of Haseba, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out, and our Kosos are part of these four steps. So now, which of the two? So the model could be like this. What are we getting at here? What we're saying is, until Paro said, take a look at the Yerushalmi, which I printed in the next source. Okay, I'm going to print it. Take a look before I get to the punchline here. Yerushalmi in 31. Tzachim Perakei Alokai. Amar Levi. Kishem Shitan Kol Pekos Roger Kachmi Pekos for Paro. That night, Paro's voice resonated throughout Mitzrayim, and he said, L'sha'avar Hisem Avde Paro. Paro himself, I'm done with you guys. Get the heck out of here. Until now, you are my slave, now you're God's slave, right? And that's when he says, Haluka, Halul Adesh, and Lavde Paro, right? And that's like Carmen Hennessy Moshe explained. That was the moment that he released it. But we just said that it was incomplete. In fact, even though they were released then, there was still more to come, even in terms of getting out Mitzrayim. 1 second, Kriyas Yamsuf. Why are we having the Seder of Pesach night? We should wait until the seventh night. We have Kriyas Yamsuf. In fact, when did the Jewish people sing the Shira? It was by Kriyas Yamsuf, right? That's the Gemara says in Megillah, so it's 34. Arbar, Mishlon, and Neviim, and Shreve, and Neviot, to tell us, they always had none of the 48 Neviim and the 7 Neviot added anything that took place in the Torah, except for Mikra Megillah. How can you have Mikra Megillah? It says, Mom, Abdus the Chayrus. I'm not sure if this is a kind of a culture game. The Jews in the time were not threatened with life and death. They only was from slavery to freedom. And that, pardon me, requires Shiris, and certainly life and death, which Hanah Haman requires Shiris. Forget, now forget the Mikra Megillah issue, okay? And Rashi points out in Ner Chanukah, it was later on and so on. But what I'm getting at, and what I think we're entitled to suggest, is that maybe that's the Machlokah, which two cups. There's two stages here, okay? Kriya Samson hadn't happened yet. Matan Torah hadn't happened yet. This Geula is freedom. Where you're going away from, what you're going towards. Right? Conceptually, let's talk about it the Seder, I think, you know. What is it? Is it we're getting away from something? Or, and the answer, in a certain sense, is both. But maybe the machlokas is, what's the Iker at the night of the Seder? You can argue that the Iker at the night of the Seder, the Iker celebration of the Seder, is the leaving with Mitzrayim aspect. So then you sure climb by attack on the first two coats. So the Kheiras is the first two cups. And a chalami, Krishna, hasn't happened yet. And if you think about it further, and celebration, I was going to point this out, what happens in the, I'm calling it the second half of the Seder, it's not really the second half on the clock, but I'm talking about after the meal, we're using the meal as a dividing point. Do you even mention anything about Kriya Shema time anymore after, you know, benching or how? I mean, we mention a little bit the benching, Auschwitz, the Meritz time, and the benching, but takes over me time. But it's a much more universal. It's a universal cooler. It's, you know, the whole Hallel, Sochechu, Shalayim, right? And at the end, even Nirto, with all the songs, Adirhu, Yivne, Beisu, Bekarov, you know, I'm always moved. I always tear up at Adirhu because I still remember when I was a little boy, my father said, he was saying, how many generations of Jews have sat at a Seder singing Adirhu Yivne Beis of the Karol? Binheirab Yamin of the Karol. You know, it's like a point of the Seder where all exhausted. But you're saying, and even the Chag Gadol, Vasam Alacham Amar Shoshah, that's all projecting to the future, right? So the Machlokas in the Gemara may be, again, we pass in all four cultures, but the Machlokas in the Gemara may be, what's the Iker focus on Pesach night, right? Is it the Cheres of where we came from? Is it all what we're still yet going to? One opinion is, look, it's all important where we're going, but tonight, Pesach, well, Chamishal, so we're caught by the first two cups. The last two is, yes, we're hoping for the future Gula, it's all good. But, you know, it's a kid, no, you know, it came out, but it's not done yet. You know, we're not there yet. You know, there's still more to come. So that could be one angle as to what this Machlokas is. And again, we paskin, it's not really a sphere, especially we paskin all four. But I believe that it should at our own Siddharm, so I'll give it. It's not just Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And we allude to it earlier too, right? Shechaldar v'dar olgur l'chaloseinu. You know, and that probably gives rise, I believe it's overdone, okay? Today, you know, you can have a Seder for every witch movement, you know, the feminist Seder and the who knows what, you know, every witch group, environmentalist, I don't know what, the tree huggers Seder, whatever. But, you know, the idea, let's say, bringing up other personal things, okay, leads to a second question, which I'll get back to, I'll allude to right now. You know, you talk about Gula, so what is Gula? What exactly is it? We'll get back to it. What does it mean, Gula? What does it mean? If I were to tell you right now the Gula is happening tomorrow, how would my life be different? How would you like, you know, something, I don't have an answer, I'm telling you, something to contemplate. But anyway, that I believe is one derech in understanding this machlokas, and will you accept what I'm suggesting about participation of that machlokas, first two codes list, and the idea that part of the Seder is not only the past Gula, but the future Gula, I think that's clear. The only machlokas is what should the emphasis be fine, when I say we were called by all four. So it reminds us, the second part of the Seder, I think, you know, I know that in my house, well, I don't have many homes in Shul. We come for how we sing everything and how, you know, it's not just I think so. But the point is,
it's
in the future, right? It's more than it's not Yitzhak Mitzrayim anymore. It's not Yitzhak Mitzrayim anymore. No, but I'm saying, but the first part of the statement you're talking about Yitzhak Mitzrayim. No, but even the time of Shlach, what is the Shlach? The Shlach is, I don't think it's on the road, notion, how the whole state is, because the Shlach is very, like you were saying. But, Levi, I think that you have the Shevach in the first, before the meal also, because you're hanging out, we came out, we got it.
Yeah.
But is that complete? So hold that thought. The second, I want to point out something very interesting. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
What else was the second? Kaya Vadomir was the
first
one. If it weren't for that, you wouldn't even have the first.
Oh, very good. So let's go to the next thing. I want to point out something else. If you look carefully, you'll see. The Rambam in the next source, 36. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Parag Zayin. We talked about the Seder. Look at the Rambam. It's very interesting. Okay, you ask somebody, try to be students, ask them, what do we celebrate on Pesach? What do we celebrate on Pesach? Most people say, oh, our ancestors got out of Mitzrayim. Well, that's what I'm saying. Look what I'm saying. Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin Halacha, that's
physical or spiritual, or something like that. Take a look. The Rambam writes, Hilchos Chomes Torah, Zayin Halacha Aleph, 36. Mitzvos Aseh Shel Torah, L'Saper V'Nitzvah V'Flos, Shenasu L'Avoseinu V'Mitzrayim. That's what the Rambam writes. The Mitzvah Aseh, to tell over the story, the miracles, Shenasu L'Avoseinu. Good. Now skip to Halacha Bey. And he quotes the Pesuk from Halacha Bey. Mitzvah L'Odil Abonim, Vafilu, we'll get to that, Lo Shalu, Shenema, and even they miss, you tell them the four sons, you got to Milcha, the Fidaito Shobain of the Lango Keta, the Hoya Katnu Tivish Omelo Bini, Kulonu Hayinu Avodin. We were all Avodin, but don't say Avosenu Hayu Avodin. You notice the difference? He says in Aloha Avodin, he's the top of his own Shal Avosenu. Here he's saying Kulonu Hayinu Avodin, or in Aloha Dalit. Okay?
What does that mean?
He said, we were slaves, not our ancestors, we were many. Let's see. The chain, and look in Halacha Dalet, the second line towards the end. The chain, Maskul, Modia, Shavodim, Hayinu, Lefo. We don't say, when we start after the Manashtana, we don't say, Avodim, Hayu, Avosenu, Mitzrayim. We say, Avodim, Hayinu, Mitzrayim. We were slaves then, all right? That's what we say. That's exactly what I get to. And Bechol, Harosh, Shegemolanu, all the bad things that happen, we begin with the bad, like I said before. All right, Maskul, Modia, Shavodim, Lefo, Mitzrayim. Bechol, Harosh, Shegemolanu, Umisayim, Benisim, Lefo, Shenaselonu. Oh, so one second. So it comes out, really, that the Rambam, it's two different things. On one hand, it seems to be a mitzvah to talk about what happened to our ancestors, but now it also seems to me you have to role play as if it happened to you. So we'll get to it. Where did the Rambam get this from? It sounds almost like a contradiction, but obviously it's not. Well, it looks like the Rambam got it from the Gemara, from the Mishnah. So take a look at the next source. We get it. That's the next source is the famous Mishnah in Pesachim, which is built into the Haggadah. By the Pesachim Kuf Tes Zayin Al Kol Rambam Beis Mishnah to the Haggadah. Rambam Gamliel Ohayah Omer. Right, we all know. Kol Shul Omer Shosu Al Pesach Yotzlo Yotzli Chavos. Wait. Pesach Matzah Mor. Look what it says. Pesach. Let's see. Pesach Al Shum She Pesach Hamakom Al Bote Avosenu. Shenemar Amartim Zeh Pesachim Matzah. Asum shenigalu avosenu mitzrayim, and moror asum shemera mitzvahs chay avosenu. So there, in that Mishnah, the emphasis is on avosenu, looking backwards. Okay. So that's the source. That's that Mishnah Pesachim Kuf Tes Zayin. Where did the Mishnah get it from? Well, it looks like out of the Pesukim. Look at 38. Parshas Bo, Perkut Beis, Pasuk Chavav and Chav Zayin. V'hoyo kriva lechem lechem ol rezachem. V'vartem zelach pesach l'Hashem. Asher Pasuk al botei b'nei Yisrael. That's the third one. Right. Now, he does say that's botei no he's still. But the emphasis seems to be botei b'nei Yisrael.
No, b'nei
Yisrael. Yeah, but back then. That's exactly right. It's those people. Right? Botei b'nei Yisrael. You're talking the third person about somebody else. Same thing in the next source, 39. They were thrown out of Mitzrayim. Who? Our ancestors. They couldn't wait this one man to delay. The Gam Seder La'asulahem, again, talking the third person. Or, in the next verse, 40. Perkut Aleph, Pasuk Gedalet. Vayimoru es chayehem avodah kasha, and so on. Before. So this group of sources seems to indicate that the emphasis is on what happened then. Yet, you look later in the Rambam, as I mentioned before, 41, Parak Zion, and Hukkos Chomes Torah Chavav, the famous Rambam, V'chol Dovar Chayav Adam Laharos Es Atzmo, Kilu Hu Be'atzmo Yotza Ato, Yedu Ato Lerayim. Now, that's not my thing. But Kilu Hu Be'atzmo Yotza Ato, you have to view someone, you personally came out of Mitzrayim. And look what he says next in Halacha Zion. Lefichach, therefore, kishesoed adam alayla hazeh, tarach lecho, listos, who mesiv derecheres. That's where Seba comes into the picture. Come full circle, no pun intended on Seba. I'll come back to Seba. You know, that's to show what? That we're demonstrating that we have this feeling. And that's in the same Halacha, where he throws in Arba Kosos, the same thing. Ho echad echad den arash minash, v'chayav alayla, listos, alayla, the Arba Kosos and Tom. So the Rambam, now where did the Rambam get this from? That also is a Mishnah. That same Mishnah, Kuf Tes Zayin Rebbe Yisachim, 42. Mishnah, and again, it's in the Haggadah. B'chol Dovar Chayav Adu Lias and Atzma Gilad Mitzrayim. Shademar, B'gat Tavim Adu Lemor, B'vur Zeh Asa Hashem, Li B'tseisim, B'tseisim Mitzrayim. And then the next thing, Lefichach, that's in the Haggadah too. Lefichach, Anachnu Chayavim Lahodot. We have to pray.
How do you get the
Lefichach? That's Pasuk. The puzzle is me.
Yeah, but what does that mean, Lee?
That's a good question. Let's see. Let's see. I promise. Let me get to it. Okay.
So you go through that.
Then you say, Hala Tanachoka is the first, just the first paragraph before the meal of first two, Machodesh. So fine. Okay. Now, the Gemara on that, Mr. Kuft has now made himself in 43, the Gemara is Omar Rava, Tarak Shayomar, the Osanu, Potsi Mishon. He took us out. Rashbam explains there. Kuft has now made himself 44. Tarak Shayomar, Pasuk Zev, Osanu, Hotsi Mishon. Shatarak Lahar said, Atmo, Kiilu Yotsisham, Shat Osanu Gawat Kuz Baruch. Even we were taken out. Okay, now that's, again, apparently one, you're asking, how do you feel, and I'll get to it, but I'm just trying to demonstrate to you, it's not just Avosenu. It's not just Avosenu. And the Marsha, right, that's okay, but maybe like, the Marsha there, on 45, Sachem Kuk, that's not amazing, the Marsha says, all you need is the one phrase in the third line there, right? He says, at that point, also come out of time, and so look at the film, the Chola Parsha, Iri Gam, the Doros Achronis. It's always projecting forward to future Doros also, meaning we have to save Osanu even if we weren't there. And then I just printed the Pesukim in the Torah, right? 46, Parakid Gimel, Shmos, Pasuk Ches. You got it, I'll do a couple of them more, Bavor, Zah, Shmos, Hashem, Lee, but take him inside. Parashos, Eschan, and Dvarim, Parak, Vav, Pasuk Chav, right? Yeshua, Chobin, Chole, Mor, Moa, Yidot, Chachut, Ma, Mishpat, Ma, Shatib, Hashem, Hakem, Eschem, Mamarta, Chafal, Mamarta, Levin, Chav, Avadim, Hayinu, we were Avodim, not just our ancestors, we were Avodim. Okay, and this is all demonstrating the same thing. So we have now, running through the Seder, clearly, two different themes. Okay, two different themes. There's a theme of talking about their ancestors, and as well as, huh?
Pushing us back.
Well, which one is easier and which one is tougher? So let's take a look.
Only Avodim.
The early Pesukim, right? Look at the Rambam and the early Pesukim.
Yeah,
that's
the one. What's the
one? I'll get to it. I'll get it. In a second. So, look back. Look at the Pesukim. The Pesukim back, let's say, 39, right? Kigorshum, so they were thrown out, right? By Amoros Chayehem, right? And that's so you have different Pesukim. Let's take a look quickly in 48, the Hagara, the Peirush on Hagara, the Ritva. It's more right. Okay, just put the Ritva Hagara. It says, Chol Dor V'Nachal L'Haris Atzmah fine, right? And then he says, but look what he says in the second line, 48. Second line of 48. Shalos Avosenu Bilvad Gola Kodesh Baruch Hu Ela Avosenu Gola Imayam. It's not just, okay, it's us also. Yeah? Good. Okay. Same thing in the Hagara of the Orchis Chaim. Okay? Chol Dor V'Dor in the Perish Hagara Chelik Al Avosenu Lam Ches Avosenu Lam Ches Orchis Chaim. It says the same thing. You have to say, notice he says it. Notice it doesn't say, but it says B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim. Hayocha Longer B'Tzeis Avosenu Mitzrayim. Shouldn't it have said Bavur Zeh Asar Hashem B'Tzeis Avosenu Mitzrayim? Not Bavur B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim. Hello, what? It's all the same. Right? The Osanu Hoshim. The same thing in the Kovel. All of them say the same thing. You have to demonstrate that you are, you yourself can't enter Mitzrayim. Now we come to the difficulty, because the Ritva, again, in his Haggadah, spells it out. He says it very strongly, and they say that the Brisker Rav said that this is the hardest mitzvah of the whole Seder night. Never mind eating five kazeis of matzah.
See yourself that you were in Mitzrayim.
Yeah, because you were never in Mitzrayim, and neither was I, and we were never slaves. But look what the Ritva writes in 51. The Chol Dor Chav Klomar, Kol Yachid V'Yachid Sorech Sheyira Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Hoya Eved B'Mitzrayim V'Yatzel L'Cheiris. I mean, it's very nice. You have psukim and so on, but how in the world? I mean, it's like, you know, and it's not just here. It's not just the Ritva, exactly. And Avudram says it even further. Avudram in his Seder Haggadah in 52, Behold, over there, Chayah, all the way to the Tatu of the Son, Choma, Sheyire, V'yabit, Pa'atzmo, Ki'ilu, Hu, Haya, Eved. Now look, it says the word Eved. So Rambam says, Lahari, in fact, the Orchid Shulchan,
I have an answer without looking further.
Okay, go ahead.
Because we are in Optus right now.
Okay, could be.
We're
that's what we get.
Right now, we're
yeah,
Synoptis, and
we never got out.
Machu,
like we never got out.
She was, never got out.
But let's see.
No,
let's
we
see.
Got out.
Okay, but
we got
okay,
back
good
in.
Good, good. Let's see.
Continuously back in and out. In and
one
out.
Other hour before I give the answer. On my suggestion. Is the Aruch HaShulchan in 53. Give a tough eye and give a stiff cup face. The Aruch HaShulchan says, somebody who failed to do this, he says, let's look at that. About four lines to the bottom. Five lines to the right. He'll hold over there. Chayav Liros Hatzmak Yeletz like you said, become Avod of Hashem. So maybe Ryan called the words of Hashem Lee instead. Is that Koy Al Kol Dor Vador? Will a fee Shemishi Yirtel is Akesh?
don't want to be stubborn, a wise guy. Some guy would say, no, we're commemorating something that happened 3,000 years ago.
That,
you know what that
is? That.
Yeah,
most people
see,
would say
look
that.
What he said. That's Kesheva Tarosha. That's the Ben Rosha's question. What's the Rosha say? You guys, these old-fashioned practices, you're not in step with modernity, you're not in step with what are you doing, you know? So many years ago, what are you worried about it now for, right?
That's all of us. Yeah, but
that's
doesn't answer how I
Now, now we come to the million-dollar question.
Why should you guys do it? I don't feel like doing it.
Right, but now he's saying differently. He said, that's why you didn't celebrate. The answer is, and I would say like this. Let's be honest. As I said before, they say from the Brisker of, and that's what we know, you Tony pointed out, our loss from the mission is Leros is not small. Others say the Ram of the Haros to demonstrate to others. Let's be honest. How do we really feel? When I come home from Shul Baruch Hashem, the week from tomorrow night, Friday night, home, Baruch Hashem. All of us, we're in a hotel, wherever we are with the family, and we're sitting around a beautiful table in our home with parents, grandparents, children, whatever it may be. Right? Do you feel like you just came out of a time? You were in heaven? Certainly not. However, I'm saying, even so, because you're working all week, I'd like to suggest the following. If you ever read a good book, okay, if you see a good movie, we've all done it. Don't you imagine you're there, right? Have you ever imagined you're Superman, you're James Bond, whatever. You're like you read a good book, or you're there, or you get angry, you know, they depict what the bad guy's doing, he's killing people. You want to go strangle a guy, right? If you really get into something, so then you become like you were there.
Yeah.
That's the goal of the recitation of Haggadah. You're right. When I come back to my table, you know, after, you know, I'm sure I'm there. But if, I'm not saying it's easy to accomplish, the discourse says it's a hard mystery, but if we discuss the Haggadah properly, we should really imagine,
you know,
just like reading a good book or reading a standard movie, you kind of feel that you're part of the action. Everything is the same as it was then, but you are there, right? So you're in it, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the goal. That's a very hard, but that, I think, is the goal. And I would say, that may be the question then of what is the, these two different strains. Are we talking about Avoseinu, or are we talking about us? And both, we're psukim for both, Mishnayos and Gemaras for both, Rambam for both. Maybe that's another explanation, that machlokas by the first two cups, when you could climb by the first two cups by a list. If you say you are climbing by the first two cups, because that's what we're talking about Avoseinu, right? Then we're telling the whole story, what happened way back then. That's the ikker. It relates to us, maybe that's later in the Seder, you know, after you have your meal. You know. So therefore, you don't climb by the second two cups. Or you could say, forget it. The ikar is us. By the first two, I'm not ready to recline yet because I haven't felt a part of it. After I've gone through the whole magid, the whole haggadah, and that, now I'm ready. I eat the matzah. Now I'm ready to feel like I'm part of the story. So that's another, again, whether you accept my suggestion or not, that's the machlokas, I think the point is still an interesting point.
Yeah,
that part of the haggadah is to get yourself into it. Now, again, we all know, Baruch Hashem, I'm not making fun of you. We all had it. Very often we bog down and I go to the kids, come back with papers and
charts.
And pictures and, you know, six reasons why halachah is Aramaic and why I use the potato and not butter. Okay, but it's good. We want to get the kids, but we shouldn't lose sight of the main part of the Haggadah on the car, right? They shouldn't lose sight of the main part of the Haggadah. Okay? It's true when you are the little kid, you want to feel part of it. Let's be honest. None of the little kids I never saw the little kids at Bahalo. Now we say, how? Why don't we say this part? There's no more papers anymore. All the papers by the person. Even if they're awake, all the papers have been done already. But the idea is, I recommend this to people all the time. I've told them, when my children were older already, some of the papers, I suggested that you know, each one prepares for each night a 10-minute like a thought-provoking comment, something. Never mind, not the Hisha Amdu, the Vogue dancer, the Shisha Shidavishna, the Hate dancer, I'm not talking about that. Okay, I'm not denigrating it. It's nice to, but something, so one of the things I think you're entitled to talk about, okay, is this idea, how do we re-experience it? I mean, yeah, I guess everyone's got to do what makes sense of your statement. But I think that this is a really important part of it. And furthermore, I think we're going back to what I said before. Ask yourself the following question. And we discussed this on my statement, and there's different answers. What does Gula mean? We all talk about it. So I'm the Gula, you know, every time I talk and, you know, hair remain or shift, okay, well, what? What'll be Lemaisa? How will your life, my life, how your life be different? It's a wonderful thing to ponder. Because what's going to be when there's a Gula? We're talking about Gula. So those people talk understood it. They were busy getting whipped, and now all of a sudden they're free.
Yeah.
Rahman, the people who lived through the Holocaust, maybe they have an easier time
we, Baruch Hashem, have grown up in an affluent, relatively affluent lifestyle, and we don't have, you know, we have crazy in the world. And so, and maybe you say we are still stupid mouthless, I think. Oh, so good. So that's the thing to discuss. But you know, the truth of the matter is, the Gemara Brachas. So look at the Gemara Brachas. Yud Zayin Aleph 54. Just to move to wrap up. The Gemara says, "Rav Zanya b'sposar matzah amahachi." This is what he would say at the end of the Shema. Say, "Ribono Olamim." Right. Hashem, we really want to do what we want to do. First of all, Seor Shem Isa. Seor is Chometz, right? Leavening agent. The Chometz in the dough. What does it mean? The Yetzirah. That's what Rashi says. Look at 55 Rashi. Yetzirah Shem Uvaleinu. Hamach Mitzah. It builds us up. Yetzirah is like, you know, puffs you up. That's what the Chometz, right? The Chometz, the Chometz full of air, right? It puffs you up, all full of hot air. That's what he's saying, right? In other words, we exaggerate our self-importance. We exaggerate, you know, things. But that's one thing. So that prevents us because we're too haughty, and also the shibud malchus. Shibud malchus. That and so one of the things we want to get rid of according to this Gemara, yetzara. It means that we're not. We're under. That's a good question. We're under dominion of others. We're not free to do everything we want. Right. Now maybe today, Baruch Hashem, at least in the United States of America, you know, we are free to express religion. You know, in a way perhaps was almost unprecedented in our history. But still, at the end of the day, even our children, they would depend on. You know, what America said, you know, there are, we're not totally, we see the news now, but, yeah, in a certain sense, exactly, okay, that's the norm. So that is something which, you know, the So the truth of the matter is, what is Geula? The Rambam tells us, let's give them a short now, take a look in Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Tes Halacha Beis, 57. Mipnei ze nis'avu Why? We're not free to do all Torah mitzvahs. What do we want? We want peace of mind. We want to not be bothered. We want to have the opportunity to do whatever we want. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Be careful
in terms of service of Hashem. Whatever we want, whatever we want in terms of service of Hashem. Service of Hashem. The Rambam says it even more clearly in Hilchos Malachim. I think that's what you were referring to, right? Very good, Beis Alach Adal. Lo nis'avu chachamim, I mean, it's fine as well, nis'avu chachamim and Emos Mashiach, lo k'day shish m'tlal kol olam. We don't look forward to Emos Mashiach so we can rule over others. The lo k'day shir, do akos, we should rule over the grind. The lo k'day shir nasos, on which we get praise from other nations. The lo k'day lechom, a listos, a small feet, we can be merry all day. Ela k'day shir p'num, the Torah, chachmos, and the Torah, and so on and so forth. And halach ha'ein, uva'os hazman, lo yesham lo rav, there'll be no famine, there'll be no mechama, there'll be no kinna, that's what Rambam is telling us. This is something I think told by the Seder. That's Geula. Rambam is telling us, that's Geula. Okay? Geula is to have, again, it's interesting to ponder. So we're on the road to that. Now, here's what I'd like to say. If we're supposed to view ourselves, we can't work out of Mitzrayim, but and now we put those two things together. The second part is there, projecting forward. So it's a good thing to discuss at the Seder, what is Geula. Now there's one other thing. Once we understand what Geula is, we have at least an inkling, we can now entitle to ask, is there anything I can do now? We can't hasten the Geula in the sense of force and curse both hands, actually, but maybe there's ways we can do things now to experience some form of Geula. Right? There is a way for us to maybe, you know, now. And those why wait?
How?
You know, that's the million-dollar question. Great thing to discuss in the Seder. You know, we tell the students in the yeshiva, the seniors, you know, the seniors have senioritis, you know. So many of the boys walking around going to Yisrael after high school. We always tell them, you don't have to wait to go to Yisrael. It's okay to learn when you're still in high school. Right. So we always tell them that the second half of the year, January, Shana Al starts now. You know, there's no reason. In other words, we await the Geula, the Chol Yom Shiyavo, but there are certain things perhaps we could even do now for Geula. And that's, of course, the notion of tshuva, the notion of self-improvement, which also is a hidden, I think, somewhat hidden message of the Seder. Because when we talk about Geula, if Geula is, as the Rambam just described it, this opportunity to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're not in control, we can't be relieved from pressure the same way we want to, at least to some extent, you can experience Geula even now. You can begin at least to think about it, can project it. And I'd like to suggest that explains a very fascinating machlokes, we'll finish with this, which of course is in the Haggadah also. Everybody knows the story, okay? The pasuk says,
right? The Varm Parshas Rei, the 59 Perk Tes Nine Pesuk Gimel, right? The last half of Pesuk points out. From Antisko Shom Tech Mar Tzaim Kol Yemei Chayecha. So we all know this mission.
Oh, wait.
In the Hagada, Brachas Yud Beis and Beis. So stick to the Hagada. Maskiri Yud Amalez, Amalez and Azaria, Harani Kevin Shimim Shana. We know the story, right? Okay, we all know that story, right? So what is there? The machlokas here. What is meant by Kol Yemei Chayecha? Ben Zoma says, Yemei Chayecha Hayomim. Kol Yemei Chayecha. Let's see. The Chachamah or Yemei Chayecha Omazeh, Kol Havim Los Hashiach. So 1 second. So it seems that we have a machlokas here between Ben Zoma and Chachamah. Will there be, what is the actual
word called?
To remember Mitzrayim, so
since the Gula will be so much greater now.
So that's down. Skip down to 63.
That's
63, the Gemara says, unless he was. He couldn't convince, right? Rosh Hashanah couldn't convince. That's the Lozo Chisim, he couldn't convince. Until he had another guy. That's what Rashi says, right? The Miri read it, says 62. Lozo Chisim, Lozo Mitzah.
They made a compromise.
No, no. I need to turn off on my side. That's another way. Yeah. Anyway, that's not for now.
No, they made a compromise. They made a compromise.
Let's see. Get back right now. Let's look at it. Yud Beis and Beis and Brachas 63. Tanya, Amal Ahem Ben Zoma Chachamim. Ben Zoma says Chachamim. Kol Yimecha has to be night. It can't be the Los Hashir. Why? Mechimas Kiyun is Yisrael Chayim Los Hashir. Are we going to
remember?
Certainly not. But Los Chayim Ever Apostle. Yinei Yom Yom Hashem. Lo Yom Ru O Chay Hashem 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 Maybe the Shabbat, you see the time, all these years you're making a fuss about, you see the time, all of a sudden, yeah, the other thing will be much better, but still, why can't you remember both? I want to show you a staggering and not upset anybody, but it's Pesukim and Navi, Yechezkel Perkhov. People, unbelievable. Okay? People don't know this? Take a look. It's unbelievable. It's frightening, actually. It takes some of the zing, if you forgive me, out of the whole season time experience, but it'll give us perhaps another angle. What we need to do, let's move to Pesuk Vav. It's only season time. Bayomahu, Perek Chof of Yechezkel Pesuk Vav. We'll wrap up with these sources. Bayomahu, Nasos Yadi Lahem Lo Tzia Meret Tzayim, El Eret Asher Taikulem Zohat Chalav Zosh, Tzvi Hiel Chol Eret Zosh. Fine, I raised my hand, thank you, Adam. It's fine, very nice. Zion. Ba'omar Alem, and here's what I said to them. Ish shikutze eina mashlichu uvigilule mitzrayim al titamu ani esmon kechem. Get rid of your avodah zarah. That's what he told them. And look what it says in the ches. Vayamu vi. And they didn't listen. Lo avu lishmon elai. Ish shikutze eina lo hishlichu. That's good mitzrayim lo azavu. Because Baruch said they didn't listen. And look at this. Va'omar lishbo chamosi alem l'chalos api bohem l'soch eres mitzrayim. I had a good mind to wipe them out right there in mitzrayim. Whoa. That's what it says. 1 second. The test. Here's Mitzrayim. Right before. Now, I don't know. Maybe, Mishchul Kuh, Mishchul Gavin, whatever.
When we didn't listen to Mitzrayim.
That's what it says.
What was going on?
Hashem's right before. At some point, right before he sees Mitzrayim. Okay? Because Baruch Hu told me, whatever I'm going to start. And he was angry. They didn't listen.
They didn't listen to
what? But it's what it says. Omar was full of Chalas and Lachalas. People have been so harassed with Zion.
What didn't they listen to?
They didn't get rid of Avodah Zarah. That's what it says. It says, the so harassed with Zion.
Over the years.
No, Pasuk says. Read the words. I don't know. Maybe I'm misinterpreting. But Pasuk shot in the Pasuk. The so harassed with Zion. Why did I do that? Test. Aslaman Shemi.
Well, they took the money because the Avodah Zarah was the
cover. Apparently not. But apparently something was incomplete. Evidently something was missing. And look what it says. We don't know these Tzukim, but the Tzukim know me. Well, Aslaman Shemi, Levilti Echel and Agoyim. I didn't want to look bad for the Goyim, so I took them out. And so nevertheless, you're both Tzia and Eretz Yisrael anyhow, Levim and Amidbar. Now this helps explain, by the way, the Medrash I quoted in the Alkut Shemoni, both in Mishalach, Remes, Reish Lundal, part of the Shana in the Tav Chav Ches and so on. They both say the same thing, but the more famous one is the first one, 55. What happened to Kriyas Yamsa? We all know this, right? This message. The Malachim complained, why are you down here? Hello, Rav David Azara. Hello, Rav David Azara. That's a riot. That meant the riot. Okay, right? They also, evidently, they didn't give it to Rav David Azara.
Okay? You look at the Rambam, one of the times the Rambam begins with another parakal, Aleph, Aleph, and Gimel, it didn't get rid of all the things in Mitzrayim and so on and so forth. So now, we can understand now why that rates of the process, and also why the Tears of Mitzrayim becomes secondary. Because the Geula of Mitzrayim was incomplete. According to the Tzuchim, because there was no Tshuva, or incomplete Tshuva, let's say. Okay? It wasn't, Kadosh Baruch was angry enough to want a white man, he just didn't. There was a break, but he wanted to.
Was that like
therefore, what the Gemara says, Tzias Mitzrayim will be secondary. It's still a major event, obviously. What's the difference in the future?
Tshuva.
The future, exactly. And that's what the Rambam says. That's Tshuva. Berg Zayin Aloch. Hey, call the Vim Kula Tzil Tshuva. Ain't you strong the goal of Elam Tshuva? Right? Rambam says in 70.
Right.
So you're not going to have a Gula. So therefore, now, if that's the case, Tshuva becomes a bit of an element in the pace of status. Right? And the Rambam is a very staggering point. You know, this story of Rambam and Zayin, which is a 70 years old, the whole story, you know, Lachar has nothing to do with Pesach, right? It's a mission of Brahmas.
Right, right.
But the Rambam links his Haggadah, look at 71. And we have in our Haggadah two consecutive things, and the Rambam links them. My right? All the rabbis in Bnei Brak, and they were learning all night. Sifri says, Rambam, 1 second. Sifri says, in Shalim, until the students came and told them, Krishna in the morning. But then look what it says. Look what the Rambam says at the end of the second line there. Allahem, Rabbi Elazar Azariah. That night. That's when he said this word. That's when Elizabeth Azariah said this word. That night. Allahem. We don't have that in our Haggadah. Our God doesn't say that. Our God has a new paragraph. Omer Elazar Azariah. The Mishnah also doesn't say Omer Lahem. You look back in the Mishnah Brachas. But the Rambam.
Everybody
knows that.
What's that?
Now you have an answer. And the Rambam says it because that was the night that Rabbi Elazar is one of the five. Right, he was one of the five sitting there, Bnei Brak. So the Rambam is a continuum. Amalahem.
It's not
the Pesach family. Right, Amalahem, that was the night. Because that's a Pesach issue. The issue, that was part of what they may have discussed all night.
They were sitting at the Seder.
Yeah, they were sitting at the Seder. And that's when he brought that up. Why? To demonstrate this idea that the distant time, maybe in a certain sense, is incomplete. So we do true. Anyway, it comes out, I'm going to try to show you tonight, from a different angle for the Seder that maybe we didn't always think about before. This notion of related to ourselves. Now you ask, how do we view ourselves? Well, it's tough. You tell over the Haggadah, you get into it, like I mentioned the example of the book with the movie, but it also has to be that it inspires you to do something. It inspires you not to understand Geula and to figure out ways we can come closer to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, in a certain sense, that becomes the theme of the Pesach there as well. Thank you, Rabbi Smith, the wisdom of the Smith. Those who are interested and around, I give a Shabbos Haggadah, Rosh Hashem is coming Shabbos morning in my shul at 11:30. The regular meeting is 8:30, the Kiddush at 11. The Drosh will be 11:30, Bez Hashem, men are inviting. And the topic is Lil Shimurim, Bez Hashem, this in the morning, a.m., after Shai, after Musa. The Kiddush at 11, and then the Mishnah here, 60. Okay.